by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program. Our morning show, morning program, my dear viewers, it goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Now, each and every single day, when we rise from our beds, it has been stated, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that our organs, they bow down to our tongue. And they address our tongue, and they say to our tongue, that, O tongue, we remain dependent, attached to you. If you remain straight, if you remain proper, if you remain good, then we shall do so also. But if you become crooked, then it shall be the same for us. Awkama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers, you have automatically understood. Well, I'm hoping you have understood what today's topic is. But as usual, you are watching Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine is all about removing the negative thoughts from your mind, becoming better, inshallah, becoming happier, bringing a smile to your face. And as usual, we begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس القناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه wa ala alihi wa sallam. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today, inshallah, azza wa jal, we shall be hearing a little about one particular department of Da'wat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, Da'wat-e-Islami is such that we have over 100 departments, my dear viewers, approximately 107 departments. Yes, a huge amount. So inshallah, azza wa jal, slowly as time goes, you shall also be hearing over the weeks a little about, inshallah, each department. Now, this is something which, subhanAllah, even I don't know, you know, the majority of the departments. This is how many there are, my viewers of inshallah. Nevertheless, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, each and every single day, we have a new topic. We have our daily reminder. And we listen to a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith sharif, usually short, my viewers, but with a brief explanation of the hadith sharif. in order for us to, each and every single day, if possible, to make a note of the Hadith Sharif and also what it means, and then to attempt to remember that. Please try to make this intention, inshallah azza wa jalla. Generally, you shall always make good intentions. Now, today's topic, we shall be speaking about silence. We've spoken about being disrespectful. We have spoken about sweet words, good words, speaking kindly, being kind in general. Today we shall be speaking about keeping silent. Allahu Akbar. The same contradiction. We shall be speaking about keeping silent, my dear viewers of Madan Channel. First, let's listen to a Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah. Gunahgaro ko hatib se نبی دے خوش مالی ہے گناہ کا روکو ہاتف سے نبی دے خوش مالی ہے گناہ کا روکو ہاتف سے نبی دے خوش مالی ہے مبارک ہو شفاعت کے احمد سوالی ہے مبارک ہو شفاعت کے لیے احمد سوالی ہے گنہگاروں کو ہاتف سے نبی دے خوش مآلی ہے شفاعت کے لیے احمد سوالی ہے تمہاری شرم سے شان جلال حق ٹپکتی ہے تمہاری شرم سے شان جلال حق ٹپکتی ہے ہمیں گئے گردن ہلا لے آسمان ذوالجلالی ہے ہمیں گئے گردن ہلا لے آسمان ذوالجلالی ہے مبارک ہو شفاعت کے لیے احمد سوالی ہے مبارک ہو شفاعت کے لیے احمد سوالی ہے قضا حق ہے مگر اس شوق کا اللہ والی ہے قضا حق ہے قضا حق ہے قضا حق ہے قضا حق ہے مگر اس شوق کا اللہ والی ہے جو ان کی راہ میں جائے وہ جا اللہ والی ہے جو ان کی میں جائے وہ جا اللہ والی ہے مبارک ہو شفاعت کے لیے احمد سوالی ہے سگے خود گم گم جو گم ہونے کیا پایا ارے جب تک کے پانا ہے جبھی تک ہاتھ خالی ہے ارے جب تک کے پانا ہے جبھی تک ہاتھ خالی ہے مبارک ہو شفاعت کے لیے احمد سوالی ہے ابو بکر عمر عثمان غیدر جس کے بلبل ہے ابو بکر عمر عثمان غیدر جس کے بلبل ہے تیرا سیب رہی اس گل بلے خوبی کی ڈالی ہے تیرا سیب رہی اس گل بلے خوبی کی ڈالی ہے گناہگاروں کو ہاتف سے نبی دے خوش مآلی ہے مبارک ہو شفاعت کے لیے احمد سوالی ہے قسمت کھل جائے جو قلعہ سے قسمت ہی کھل جائے جو قلعہ سے خطاب آئے کہ تو ادنا سگے درگاہ ہے خدا میں معالی ہے کہ تو ادنا سگے درگاہ ہے کہ تو ادنا سگے درگاہ ہے خدا میں معالی ہے گناہگاروں کو ہاتف سے نبی دے خوش معالی ہے گناہگاروں کو ہاتف سے نبی دے خوش معالی ہے مبارک ہو شفاعت کے لیے احمد سوالی ہے میں ایک محتاج پہ وقعت کدا تیرے سگے درگاہ میں ایک محتاج پہ وقعت کدا تیرے سگے درگاہ تیری سرکار والا ہے تیری سرکار والا ہے تیرا دربار عالی ہے تیری سرکار والا ہے تیرا سرکار والا ہے تیری سرکار والا ہے تیرا دربار عالی ہے رضا قسمت ہی کھل جائے جو قلعہ سے خطاب آئے کہ تو ادنا سگے درگاہ ہے خدا میں معالی ہے مبارک ہو شفاعت کے لیے احمد سوالی ہے سرور کا کے مالک ہو مولا کہوں تجھے سرور خلیل تم ہو خدا کی روشن دلیل تم ہو اور یہ سب تمہاری ہی روشنی ہے باغِ خلیل کا گلِ زیبا
میری جان گئے
کی جا اے جان جا ایمان کی جا حبیب خدا کا نظارہ کروں میں دل و جان ان پر نثارہ کروں میں یہ ایک جان کیا ہے اگر وہ کروڑوں تیرے نام پر سر کو بارا کروں میں تیرے نام پر سر کو قربان کر کے آقا تیرے سر سے صدقے اتارا کروں میں باغِ خلیل کا
سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Viewers of the channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. For those of you that may have just joined us, for those of you that are not regular viewers, firstly, yes, become regular viewers, inshallah, wa azza jal. Alhamdulillah, we have a new special segment each and every single day. Now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, today we shall be, as in we have a new topic today, we shall be speaking about silence. Yes, speaking about silence. Two opposites coming together, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah. Now, it is really important to be silent, and not each and every single time. Not to maintain silence always, no, but the majority of the times. Now, there's something which one of my very old teachers said, and it's something which makes a lot of sense. It's really, really beautiful. He says, son, you have two ears and you have one mouth. This is something I've never forgotten. You have two ears, my dear viewers. This is something we need to actually think about also. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us all. And undoubtedly, He has created us in the best of manners. Subhanallah, honestly. You know, each, and this is a separate topic, but if you look at the science between everything, you know, there's no better way of making the human body than the way it's been made. It's absolutely perfect, my dear viewers of inshallah. It's perfect. But we need to think that, yes, it's perfect, but what do we have? We should take lessons from it. We should take lessons from it, my dear viewers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to give us one mouth. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to give us two ears. Not one ear, but two ears. And subhanallah, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger know best as to why. But there's a lesson we can take from this. That this tells us we should speak less. We should speak less and listen more. To listen more, but speak less, my dear viewers of inshallah. Why? Because the majority of our regrets, the majority of the times when we regret something, it is the regretting what we have said to somebody, said about somebody, said behind somebody's back, my dear viewers of inshallah. And this is something we should all, and yes, you know, everybody falls into it. And it's not easy. It's not easy falling or being silent, my dear viewers, adopting silence. Alhamdulillah, this is something Amir Ahl-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, they are a master in many things, and this is one. This is one of them. Where I've seen young, mashallah, people new to Mahol, who have come new to Dawat Islami, and they remain silent. It remains silent, my dear viewers of inshallah. It's not easy. It's mentioned that, and this took place in Japan. I don't know how true this is, whether it really took place or not, but it is an example given as to how difficult it truly is to remain silent. That there were these four very, very closely associated friends. You could say the students at a particular school, and they were sleeping together in one room. They were all roommates. So we can possibly consider it to be a university or possibly even a boarding school. And these four friends, they all made a, you could say, a contract. They all made a deal with each other. That's it. From now, we all four of us, we are going to remain silent. We are not going to speak a single word. We are not going to speak a single word. So it said that all four of them, they became completely silent. They didn't say, they didn't speak anything. Naturally, everybody exerts some sort of sound, but in terms of speaking, they didn't say anything. And this was in those days where you wouldn't have electricity and light, but there would be a lamp in a room. And the lamp would either require oil or some other product, my dear viewers, in order to keep it alight. Now, all four of them were silent, and they kept this and they maintained this silence for quite a long time. The entire day they did not speak. And then that night, or maybe another night, they were all together in a room, my dear viewers, and the lamp, which they had, the lantern in their room, this switched off. It went off. Now, they all knew they had to stay silent, but sometimes they forget. Allahu Akbar. One person, he became a little angry. Why is it that the lamp has turned out? You know, the room keeper, or the person who is in charge of this, the cleaner, whoever he may be, he should have come and refilled it. He should have placed more oil in there. So immediately he criticized that person and he said to that person that, why did you not refill it? Why has it gone out? Why has the lamp turned off? So this is what one person said. And then the next one said, what are you saying? We are not supposed to speak. What are you saying? We are not supposed to speak. The third one said, you two are stupid. You two have broken silence. And the fourth one said, I am the only one who remains silent. Allah. My dear viewers of the channel, four individuals, unknowingly, each and every single one of them, they broke their silence. The first one, out of anger, expressing anger, maybe he forgot, he made this oath that he shall remain silent. The second one, reprimanding the first one, by telling him off, automatically he has also broke his silence. The third, you can say, out of pride possibly. You two are stupid. Possibly out of pride, you know, he has also broken his. And the fourth one, again, out of pride. Again, out of pride, I am the only one who was not silent. He's also broken his silence. So there are many lessons. Whether this is true or not is a separate matter. But there are many lessons to learn from this. In that sometimes a person, he expresses anger. Whereas rather than expressing anger, it may have been better to remain silent. Secondly, sometimes a person is trying to correct another person, but whilst trying to correct him, he's made a mistake himself. He's made a mistake himself. And one example to this, which we find regularly, is at a time when we are not supposed to speak and we are telling others to be quiet. For example, the Quran is being recited. Now, when the Quran is being recited, my dear viewers, it becomes necessary for us to listen to the recitation of the Quran. When a khutbah is taking place, for particular khutbahs, for example, the khutbah of the Jummah Salah, the khutbah of Nikah also, when the khutbah is being performed, then we are not allowed to speak. It is necessary for us to be silent and to listen. But sometimes our maybe pride, whatever it is, gets the better of us. And we say to other people, shh, shh, be quiet. The Quran is being recited. No. The best method is for you to remain silent, and then upon seeing you, they shall also be quiet. or whilst the Qur'an is not being recited, before it's being recited, then to tell people that whilst the Qur'an is being recited, you should remain silent. And we find that a lot, even, you know, with the khutbah, where people are telling others to be quiet. But Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan radiallahu ta'ala an, he states that even telling somebody else of, the person telling the other, even he is in the wrong. And if it was Abu Nisham. And the fourth was just, it was just pride, wasn't it? I am the only one who has maintained silence. But upon expressing this, even he broke, if it was an oath, or he broke his promise, or he failed in trying to achieve silence, my dear viewers of Manichan. Allahu Akbar, many lessons to learn. But the most possibly important is that silence, remaining silent is not easy. Remaining silent is not easy. Now, if I was to make, and I've tried this before, alhamdulillah, I've tried it. I wasn't always successful, subhanallah. But sometimes you will make an intention that, now whatever happens, I am going to remain quiet. I am going to remain silent. I am not going to react. I am not going to say anything. So, whilst you're alone, you think it's easy to remain silent. There's nobody to talk to. But then, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, when you are in the presence of somebody, sometimes you just can't help yourself, or sometimes you forget. This is when it becomes difficult. But remember, there are two types of being silent. There are two types of being silent. There's that silence which is beneficial. And then there's that silence which is not beneficial. Meaning, silence at the time of useless speech, there's no point in speaking uselessly. There's no point in using vulgar language. There's no point in backbiting. You know, to refrain from these things is brilliant. It's mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana tawilat sumt, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would regularly remain silent, he would be quiet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always be silent, my dear viewers, for a very long time. Now, this is good silence. But then there is that which is not good. Being silent when it is your job to speak up about something. When somebody is doing wrong and you need to do something about it, you remain silent. This is wrong. When, my dear viewers of the channel, you remain silent in order to think bad thoughts, my dear viewers of the channel, this also is wrong. So there's good silence and there's bad silence. Now it said, my dear viewers, that the stimulus, generally a stimulus, meaning a stimulus means, for those that may not understand, is a quick response. It's quick when you get a feeling of something. So you first get the feeling or the urge to say something. Or even if you become angry. You know, we mentioned that the neurological anger stimulus, my dear viewers, lasts 2 seconds. So sometimes it's becoming angry, sometimes it's another thing, my dear viewers. You just wish to express yourself. Now, it said that the stimulus and your response, how you respond to that stimulus, how you act upon that stimulus, if you became angry, then you shouting at somebody, you possibly hitting something or somebody, that there is a few seconds difference between the two. That first you have the stimulus, first you have the feeling in your body. And then you have your response, how you respond, whether you shout out or whatever you do. Now between the two, there is a space of possibly a few seconds. And that space is for you to make your choice, for you to choose your response. How will I respond to this, my dear viewers of Islam? It has been said that, you know, there are many types of worship, but amongst the most virtuous is remaining silent. Remaining silent is amongst the most virtuous of forms of worship, my dear viewers of Islam. Yes, even remaining silent is a form of worship. And it has been said that speak good, but when you cannot speak good, then remain silent. For indeed silence is better than speaking bad words. Because when you're going to speak bad words and you're going to harm somebody, then this leads to many other sins, my dear viewers. There's another story is mentioned about that there was a silent prince, and this is the reason why today we have given the name of our topic, Silent Prince. So there was a silent prince, my dear viewers, of Madani Channel, and you know, being a prince, he was from the royal family, undoubtedly, and he had many people under him, many workers for him, and you know, he would have his own very also close friends, close associates, whoever they may be. Now, they all went out hunting one day because he suddenly became silent. He becomes silent and everybody's wondering, you know, why is it that he's suddenly gone, turned mute? You know, is it he's not able to speak? He's just chosen to be silent. What is it? What is it with this person? What is it that has affected him? And one day he takes his men out and they go to the jungle, they go to hunt. Now, when they go to hunt, he's looking carefully. He's looking carefully for some sort of prey, for him a prey, my dear viewers of Nishanal, for him to, you know, take back to the castle to him. So he doesn't see anything. They said that in the tree, which is covered with many leaves, he hears the chirping of a bird. Now when he hears this chirping, automatically he knows there must be something there. So he pulls out his bow and arrow and he shoots. It penetrates the animal falls. And then, my dear viewers, this prince, he speaks. And he says, that as long as his bird was quiet, was silent, he was safe. But as soon as it began to chirp, is when it came under attack, my dear viewers of Manishan. Meaning, there are many blessings, many virtues and benefits in remaining silent. But sometimes when you speak, and the majority of the times, in fact, the majority of the times when you speak, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, then we regret things. Now, there are different forms of regret. This bird, it cost it its life, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Remaining silent is today's topic. And when we speak, you know, there's different forms of speech. You know, there are some people who are judgmental. You know, it's said that being judgmental is being critical. Whereas observing, my dear viewers, is educational. So we are always, you know, looking and speaking and judging things. We are always judging people or judging things. This is being critical. This is not positive. This is not positive, my dear viewers. But if we are to remain silent and observe, then this is educational. We can learn from things, my dear viewers of the channel. And that's why we have 2 ears, not 1 ear, but we have 1 mouth. Which means that we also have 2 eyes, subhanAllah. Observe more, listen carefully, but speak less. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine each and every single day. We have a segment which is known as the Daily Reminder. Let's inshallah go to our Daily Reminder and then we shall continue from there. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, alhamdulillah, once again it is time for a reminder within Rise and Shine. Today we have a beautiful story to listen to and some lessons to learn from there. So let's listen to it and see what we can pick up from there. What is the reminder for us in this story? It is stated regarding a king that his name was Nu'man bin Munzir, that he had a fixed day. He, on different days, one day would be that he, when the first person he would see in the day, he would reward them. He would give them a lot of wealth and rewards and so on and so forth. But on the next day, the first person that he would meet, the first person that he would come across, he would kill them. So one day, a poor person, he is already inflicted with calamities in the sense that he cannot provide for his family, his family is struggling financially, and so on and so forth. So he comes out in search for sustenance and so on and so forth. And unfortunately, he was the first person to meet the king that day, that morning. And that was the day that the king had appointed to kill anybody that he saw, to kill the first person that he saw. So this is the day that he met the king on. And when he was sure that he's going to be killed, he has no way out. So he requested of the king that it doesn't make a difference whether you kill me now or whether you kill me towards the end of the day, later on in the day. So if you give me some time, so I can go back to my family. I have small children, and my wife and my children are hungry. So I can go and prepare some food, take some food for them, and make a will, leave a will and wasiyah for them. So the king at this point is having sympathy for this person, but still not ready to give up his tradition of killing the person. So he says, who is going to be your guarantor? Who is going to guarantee that you're going to come back? So at this point, he looks at a companion of the king, Shariq bin Adi, who then agrees, a person who will guarantee his return. So if this person doesn't return now, then this person who is making this guarantee gets killed instead. So he's risking his life for this individual. As the afternoon comes, the person still not come back. The king says, look, your time is up. He's not coming back. So, but he says, you know, we've got till the evening, so let's wait. Now, as evening has come and that person is still not here, the king says to him, now you should get ready to be killed. That person's not come back. And at this point, Shariq bin Adi, he says, I see a person from a distance. And it looks like that person that went home, that asked for some time. So as he came closer, and they were sure that this is a person. Now, as he comes, the king asks him. The king firstly says to him that you have set an example, a great example of keeping a promise. And he says to Shariq bin Adi that you have set a great example of helping a person and showing kindness towards a Muslim. So now what is the reward? Both of these individuals, one of them shown great, he's shown a great example of keeping a promise, and another one has shown a great example of kindness. So for both of them, but not just both of them, the reward was such that everybody benefited from it. So the king says that from today, I abolish the day of killing because of both of you. So because of both of these individuals, that custom and the tradition of killing people, that was finished. That day was finished. Allahu Akbar. So people benefited, the entire community benefited from the truthfulness of this individual who kept a promise, and likewise the affection and the kindness of the other individual. And when he was asked, why, what made you come back? You could have stayed at home, another person could have been killed instead of you. What made you come back? This is because I had made a promise. And my religion, it teaches me to keep a promise. And the one who does not keep his promise, he has no religion. And this is a great lesson for us, and this is a reminder for us. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one who breaks his promise to any Muslim, he is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his angels and all the humans. And neither any of his fard, his obligatory actions, worships, nor his nafil, his voluntary worships, will be accepted. So none of his fara'id and none of his nawafil will be accepted. Allahu Akbar. This is a very strong reminder in the form of a hadith for us, in order to remind us to keep promises. And this is one of the lessons we derive and we learn from this incident and this story, that we must fulfill our promises. So alhamdulillah, this is the reminder for today. As we go about our daily life today, depending on where we are, if we have the day to come up, then keep in mind, we must never break a promise. If we cannot keep a promise, or if we have no intention of fulfilling a promise, we must not make a false promise, because that would be lying. If the intention is there and you make a promise and you try your best to fulfill it, but circumstances arise where you cannot fulfill it, that is a separate scenario. That is not you breaking a promise. But when you promise somebody to do something and you do not do it, you do not make any effort to do it, you have no intention of doing it, then that would be breaking a promise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from breaking promises. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now we were speaking about silence and how sometimes when we speak, rather than speaking, Madani viewers of Madani Channel, we should first think. You know, we should think about things. And there is that time, isn't there, between the stimulus and the response for you to be able to choose your response, my dear viewers. Now, one of the detriments of speaking is regret, as we said. Because the majority of times when we do speak, we regret things. We are very, very judgmental, as I mentioned. In fact, there's a story is mentioned in regards to a person on a train. Now, it wasn't a young, not very young child, no. But he was, let's just say he was 20 years old, for example. Let's just say he was 20 years old, my dear viewers. He was with his father. Now, they were sitting in the train, my dear viewers, and then there was another person who was sitting opposite to them. Now, as the train was moving forwards, that son, meaning the son, there was a son along with his father. He wasn't very young, no. But he was looking out the window. And the way he was looking out the window, it was as if his, my dear viewers, you know, he's just amazed by what he can see. You know, when we look out the window, it's normal to us. But when he was looking out the window, he was amazed at the things he was saying. He was saying, "Oh, father, father." His father saying, "Yes, son." He says, "Oh, father, look, the trees are moving behind us." And that person who was opposite him, he was watching and he was thinking, you know, he was thinking, I think there's something wrong with these people. And then again, he says, "Oh, father, father, the clouds are running with us. The clouds are running just above us, on top of us, they're running with us." And the father says, "Yes, son, they are." And that person again is thinking, you know, there's something wrong with this young man. And he says to the father, he says that, "Sir, I think you need to take your son to a doctor." He says, "I think you need to take him to a very good doctor." And the father replies that, "I have just brought him back from a very good doctor. We are on our way home." I'm thinking, "You have just brought him back to a doctor. Look at the state of him." The father says that for his entire life, he was blind. "We have taken him to a good doctor, and now his sight, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his sight has been restored." And suddenly, that person, it's as if the entire world has fallen upon him, my dear viewers. He's in regret. "What have I just done? You know, this person was blind his entire life. He's obviously going to react in such a manner." My dear viewers, if he was to remain silent and let it pass, it would have been fine. But by saying what he has said, by him being judgmental, by him being critical, he has just harmed their feelings, and he himself is feeling bad, he's feeling ashamed. Our final segment of the day, my dear viewers of Madani, we learn a little about one department of Dawat Islami. Let's move to the department. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Ladies and brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today inshallah azza jal, my viewers of Rise and Shine also, we are going to have taken insight into our mighty, alhamdulillah, brilliant department of Dawat Islami. Which department is this? This department is none other than our Madani channel. That's correct, my dear brothers. The long awaited behind the scenes of Madani channel. Let's take a look today. Alhamdulillah, currently we are in the Medina studio. Now we are in Pakistan, Babul Medina, Karachi. And here, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we have just within this one place, we have three different studios within this one building. So my dear brothers, this is an introduction to our department of Dawat Islami Madani channel. Very soon, we shall take a look at other places also. How does Madani channel work? Let's find out and try to understand this today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Follow me, my dear family brothers and viewers of Madani channel.
We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel.
My dear family brothers and viewers of Madani channel, subhanAllah, the heat of Pakistan has actually hit me, Allahu Akbar, within there, due to the running of the cameras, etc. MashaAllah, we had AC, we have fans here. Now, before we do move on, I'm not going to show you that studio, it's just another studio, but that's another studio of ours known as Makkah Studio. And now, inshallah, we shall continue our journey on exploring Madani channel. SubhanAllah, my dear brothers, this is the top floor of this particular building where the Madani channel team is and where the Madani channel itself runs.
We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel.
Now, inshallah, we are going towards, yes, the same department, Dawat Islami, but another part, you can say, of Dawat Islami. Let's see what we have next for Madani channel.
That is the reason why Madani channel.
Brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we have now arrived on that floor which is entirely dedicated for Madani channel. So if you can take a look, mashallah, there's tens of rooms on this side and also towards that side where we are now going. We are now making our way to the animations and the creative department. Let's go inside and take a look. Some brothers and views of Inshallah, alhamdulillah, this is where it all goes on in terms of Ghulam Rasul, especially the kids out there. How is Ghulam Rasul made? It is made right here, mashallah. Also, the other kids. Let's continue, mashallah, and let's take a look around, mashallah. We see various brothers doing many different things.
The children watch Madani channel every day, so that they learn the knowledge of Islam from now, so that they learn the knowledge of Islam from now. We love Madani channel.
Now, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we've come to the particular department of Dawat Islami, which is also known as the creative department. MashaAllah, we see, I don't know what this brother is doing here, but here we see, MashaAllah, Mufti Qasim Sahib being, subhanAllah, it seems like he's making possibly posters
for Abu Madani channel. And this is where we have various other, you can say, the additives and the extras when you see on Madani channel, for example, showing the dates, etc., and various other things, the slight changes on screen, you can say, all of this is developed within, mashallah, this particular room.
Do make the children watch Madani channel every day. Do make the children watch Madani channel.
Madis and brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, all you see is, you know, what's shown on screen, but there is so much more, mashallah, happening behind the screens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all these brothers for the work they are doing. Let's now go to the next short department, you can say, of our huge Dawat Islami's Madani channel.
We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. This is brothers and viewers of Madani channel. This particular room, mashallah, you see many brothers here. This Madani brothers, this particular room, this department deals with the editing of the videos.
We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel. We love Madani channel.
So some brothers and viewers of Madani channel, once the recording has been done, then that video is sent to these brothers in this room. And here we have the Mufaddish, meaning that individual who has a, who checks over the entire video, he looks through the entire video and he analyzes the video, sees if there are any mistakes mentioned by the Mubaligh, and if there were any mistakes, he would remove those or edit those or do whatever he deemed necessary. So this is that particular department which deals with, on the one hand, the taftish, as we call it, the review, the recheck of the video, and similarly they edit any particular videos for any editing that is required. So mashallah, this is another you can say slight department of the huge department of Dawat Islam.
The knowledge of Islam from now, so that they learn. The knowledge of Islam from now. We love Madani channel. 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 We love Madani channel.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. This is brothers and viewers of Madani channel. Right now we are in what's known as the PCR. PCR stands for the production control room. Here, my dear brothers, is where all the controls take place. As you could see, all these accessories. To give you a good understanding of what this actually is, for example, we have what's on air up there. If you can see the Madani channel screen. But below the Madani channel screen, there is another huge screen with many different cameras. So all of the cameramen are taking those particular shots. From here, from this machine, if you would wanted to, for example, show me on the camera, then you could, for example, press this button. If he was thinking, no, now another person is speaking, let's show that one on screen, then he'll change that. So that's what this is right here. And this, the director himself deals with. Within this PCR, we have a director, we have the sound engineer, mashallah, who deals with the sound, and we also have the OB engineer. Let's now go to the MCR, the master control room. What is that? We shall soon find out. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Follow me.
Madani channel every day. Do make the children watch Madani channel every day. So that they learn the knowledge of Islam from now. So that they learn the knowledge Hijab Islam from now. We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel.
Marie Sam, brothers and viewers of the channel, now we've come to the final part of our segment. What is this, Marie Sam, brothers and viewers of the channel? The MCR. This is the master control room. Let's go inside and see what is in there.
Madani Channel, Madani Channel spreading the blessings of sin.
Marie Sam, brothers and viewers of Mother Channel, after having viewed the PCR, the production control room, now we've come to the MCR, the master control room.
The reason why we love Madani Channel, love Madani, love Madani Channel, we love Madani Channel, we love Madani Channel, we love Madani Channel. Whoever loves the Madani Channel, whoever loves the Madani Channel, inshallah.
This has been split into three rooms. Over there, mashallah, we have the MCR for the Bangladeshi brothers on the Bangladeshi channel. Over there, we have it for the Urdu Madani channel, and here for the English Madani channel. Now, what happens here, as you've seen from the PCR, the production control room, when, you know, the switch, cameras, etc., which one should come up. From there, within, you know, a few milliseconds, you can say, it reaches this room, the MCR. And this is, you can say, the finalizer, because it is from here that it is sent to the dish and then sent and transmitted throughout the world for all the viewers of Madani channel to see. If you were to look over here, you see that, mashallah, on the screen, this is basically what's coming on your screen at home. So, mashallah, all of this is from the MCR, and it is from here, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel, that we have the finalizer, as you can see over there, when we're given the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, and that's when we begin, and these lot, they channel it from here. So, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel, inside of our Dawat Islam is Madani channel, your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The blessings of Sunnah, the Madani channel spreading, the blessings of Sunnah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Continue to watch Madani channel each and every single day. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Always recite the Durood Sharif. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.